For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Whitney Wavoda. And Whit, I know your team's been putting all that effort out there. I know the last two games have been kind of tough. Lots of great goaltending against you guys. What was it like tonight? I know 33 shots on net. You guys feel a little snake bitten?
Yeah, a little bit. We usually write down three goals of the things we want to do good. And one of those goals is get 10-plus shots. Like 10 plus shots each period, and we got that goal and we felt like we were playing good and just bounces weren't going our way.
Lots of penalties tonight too. Obviously playing Ohio State's always a physical game, as it's been forever as far as I can remember. How physical was it out there?
I didn't think it was overly physical. Just got a little unlucky with the calls, but you can't blame anyone. We needed to put the puck in the net and we didn't, but definitely will tomorrow.
Your line has been playing pretty well. Talk about the chemistry between you three.
We get along pretty good. We like to joke around, have fun, but we do. We're clicking and might not show on the stats all the time, but we get a lot of zone time. We're moving the puck on the breakout. We're doing good, so our time will come soon, I think.
With it being finals week going into this weekend, was that a bit of a distraction for you guys?
I think it just throws off everyone's schedule because everyone's used to, you know, get up, go to school, go to Wally's or make your food or whatever you do. And now people maybe are sleeping in a little bit, kind of not sure what to do, go shopping, whatever else. But we all were pretty ready for today's game, and I think it showed. We played good, just couldn't put the puck in the net.
It's hard when you know you're playing your A game and just not getting the puck in the net. And I know the last two games, the goaltenders, you guys have made the goaltenders look good. What does it take to get those greasy goals that coach always talks about?
Yeah, he does talk about that a lot. You just gotta be willing to take a few chops. Like, don't just stand off to the side of the net, you know, get right in there, right in the mix of everything. I think that's the biggest thing.
Your team's notorious for block shots, 29 of them in game one against Ohio State. I know I've asked Ivana Bilic this same question. You guys don't feel them when you're out there on the ice, you feel them a little later, don't you?
I think you feel them both, depending on who's behind that shot. You feel a little sting and you're like, oh, that's all right. And then you get off and you sit on the bench. You're like, oh, man, it's a little more than I thought, but it's definitely worth it.
I know your penalty kill has been great, too, tonight. Pretty solid, with the exception of the, you know, empty net goal. But that was a 5-on-3. What's been the key to the success on special teams this year?
I don't know. They just work really hard. They have fun. They just get angry out there. I don't even know how else to explain it, but they live to kill. They love it. And it shows they're doing really good.
It's almost Christmas break. You got one more game. We'll get back to that in a sec. But what's on your Christmas list, Whit?
I like socks, Kelly. I really like the socks.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. I remember that from years past, all these interviews. So how many pairs of socks do you think you have in your sock drawer?
Well, I mean, I have a lot, but I think my sock wardrobe is ever-changing. And now I think I liked the longer ones with the stripes. So okay. Moving from the ankles to the longer ones.
Will you get a chance to go back home for Christmas?
Yep, leaving tomorrow after the game and going to fly out on Sunday.
Oh my gosh, crazy. So how far of a flight is that?
A couple hours, probably about 7 hours with the different places I stop and tack on the layovers. So half a day probably.
And then you're back in action right away on New Year's weekend. Oh boy, that's not a lot of turnaround. I know last year you guys had like almost a month off. This year it's kind of short. Does that kind of change your routine?
It's different. It'll be a little different getting right back and then leaving. I think we leave the next day. We practice and then we leave the next day for Lindenwood and we're driving, so it's going to be a couple days and no school. So I guess that'll be a little nice not to have the stress of school. Just focus on the games.
What's Christmas like at the Wavoda house?
Very relaxing. Very relaxing.
You guys have any crazy traditions? Anything that you do as a family?
Not really. Nothing too out there. Sorry, that's pretty boring, but I don't really have very... We do the same thing. You know, we go to my great aunt's on Christmas Eve, have dinner there, open a present or two, and then go back to the house on Christmas Day. Nothing too out of the ordinary.
What does your mom cook for Christmas?
We usually have crab.
Oh, I'm coming there next year.
Please do. You'll like it.
No salmon on that table. I'm taking the crab, right?
Yep.
Whit, what's it going to take for your team to get a win here in game two?
Just forget about tonight. I think everyone needs to take the good out of it. I thought we played really good. Every line was contributing, and when there weren't penalties, we're all rolling, playing good. So take the good out of it and keep going tomorrow.
Good luck. Thanks so much and Merry Christmas.
Yep, thanks.